you grew up in Rockford like I did, you certainly know this band. It was part of our DNA, Cheap Trick, and the guitarist Rick Nielsen. We want him to call us. Actually, he was part of a duo we're featuring right now with Dr. Amy Brodsky. And Amy, it's good to have you back on the radio. I know we talk to you every year at this time about Sun Safety Day. How are you?
Great. Thanks. It's great to be here.
How did you team up with Rick Nielsen anyway? How did that
so
come about?
So interesting. So I am now officially a new dermatologist in Rockford, Illinois, and I'm getting to know the culture of Rockford, which I love, and I'm meeting the people. And one of the people I met, and someone who's an avid sun hero, I would say, is Rick Nielsen, who's native to Rockford. And so it's been such an exciting time. And he's coming to the game, and he's throwing the first pitch.
Oh, that's wonderful. Amy, he's the whitest guy in rock and roll. Like, I've known him since I was a little kid. He's friends with my brother, and I've never seen him have any evidence of, like, a sunburn, a suntan, anything. Has this always been a part of his DNA? Is this his life?
Yes, really great at wearing sunscreen, wearing a hat, teaching his children about good sun protection, and he gets his skin checked every year.
And where the heck is he right now?
I think he's in the waiting room.
Well, he better get in here. Amy Brodsky is a renowned cosmetic general and surgical board-certified dermatologist here in Chicago. And when is this happening at the Cubs? I know you do it every year. When's the game?
Right. It's June 22nd. I've been doing Sun Safety Day since 2012, and our mission is to raise awareness about the importance of sun protection for all ages and to remind all Cubs fans that it's never too early to start healthy skincare habits. And this day is an extension of this educational program that I started called Sun Hero, where we equip healthcare professionals with resources to visit schools and teach sun safe behaviors so that the sun safety starts at an early age. And I'm sponsored by CeraVe, which is the number one skincare sunscreen brand in the United States right now.
That's what I use. It's, you can grab it just about any grocery store, any drugstore, and it's definitely one of my faves. So interesting. Have you hung out with Rick at all?
A little bit. I'm excited to hang out with him during the day of the game, and I'm very curious to see if he can throw a baseball, because I know I sure can't.
I don't know that he's going to be that good.
Yeah, I think he will be. So another interesting thing about Rick now in Rockford is that he's now the co-owner of Rock and Vodka, which is this multi-award winning, like 100% sugarcane vodka that's based out of Rockford, Illinois. And the brand is growing exponentially. So he's bringing some of that into the suite. And then he's also an investor in the Hard Rock Casino that's going to be opening in Rockford.
I was just driving past that last night. I know that it's opening in August. And I know that Brad Paisley is opening the first night and then Joan Jett the second night.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They're saying a surprise guest on the third night, which I can only guess is Cheap Trick or members of Cheap Trick. So
I'm going to guess you might be right, but I'm going to find out. On June 22nd.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you got to tell him he's got to come back on the air with us. He owes us an interview.
Oh, for sure. I know he wants to do one. That's definitely the plan. So I'll help set you guys up with that. Let me know. Do you want to know some tips for your listeners about how to protect themselves from the sun?
Yeah. And I also just want to mention on that day on June 22nd, when you go to the Cubs game, the first 20,000 will get a sample, right? So you'll be there and say, hey, put on CeraVe, put on your sunscreen. So, John Williams and I were talking about this as well. He thought that he had something that might be identified as some type of cancer. He goes to the dermatologist. They're like, nah, that's not cancer. This over here is. Did he just join us?
No.
Does it sound like there's a rock and roller and everything went out of phase or we got
there
an echo?
There sure does. I wonder if that's Rick hiding out.
Rick, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
Oh, awesome.
How are you?
I can't remember.
Hey, well, Amy was kind of spilling the beans, Rick, because I drove past the Hard Rock last night. I know you've got the big opening and the third night of the opening. They say that there's a surprise guest, and I'm just guessing that perhaps you know something about that.
Yeah, I was just cutting out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe he doesn't hear me, or maybe he doesn't want to admit.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
And Amy and I were also trying to guess how well you'll do it throwing out the first pitch.
Well, I have a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, no.
But that I'm having trouble throwing picks, but I think I'm pretty good with the baseball.
Okay, they may let you go a little closer to the home base. So
really?
It might be a little easier.
Oh, yeah. I got to take it easy on my fastball.
Oh, for sure. I'm scared.
Rick, I think it would be fun if you just took a guitar, I know how many you have, and actually toss the ball up in the air and smack it across home plate.
Ooh,
with one of your
that's
guitars.
That's a good idea.
Holy cow. I didn't know I'd have all this extra work to do.
You know what else I want Rick to do, but we're not sure if he'll be able to because the 1984 Cubs are going to be there that day as well. But I really want him to sing the seventh inning stretch.
Well, Ryan, you know, I've done it before.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun to watch. So we'll see how it plays
probably
out.
Probably not fun to hear, but it'd be fun to watch.
Oh, for sure. Rick, I was also telling them about your new Rock and Vodka.
Oh, yeah. It's sugarcane, made out of sugarcane. And it's done right here in Harvard, Illinois.
Ah.
And, yeah, it's good water out there.
My brother Greg was standing in line at the Hy-Vee to meet you in Sycamore, Rick. So he got a bottle, and I already tasted it.
Oh, well, are you still enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Well, cool. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get invited to the Rockford Radio People show last night.
You should have been there. It was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I know Doug McDuff. I know, you know, all those guys.
Yeah, yeah. And Ken DeCoster and John Strand. And Fred Spear was there. You grew up with Fred Spear, too, didn't you?
Well, I'm not quite as young as he is, but yeah, I am.
Well, I'm excited to see you on the 22nd with the Cubs, and I hope everybody checks out your vodka. And Dr. Amy Brodsky, thanks for always joining us and informing us.
Yeah.
And you got to come back, too, and give us some sun
hey,
safety
hey, doctor,
tips.
I need another appointment. My skin is too white.
I was telling, we were talking about how great you are with protecting your skin. You're always wearing sunscreen. You're always wearing a hat.
Yeah,
you got your sunglasses. So
yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah,
Rick, you're the whitest guy in rock and roll.
Well, I got some good pictures with me and Little Richard. I call it Ebony and Ivory.
Exactly. All right. Happy Father's Day to you, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
See you
next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, Dr. Amy Brodsky, Steve's News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.